Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, Chris here. I want to give you a heads up before we launch into this episode. We recorded this via Skype on the day of the big thunderstorm and the tornado warning, and right in the middle of the question of the day, we lost signal and we were unable to restore it. Other than that, it's a great episode filled with tons of good information for anyone interested in real estate investing and flipping. Enjoy the episode.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Jones Zone at Keller Williams. It's a beautiful April day. We're going to get started. We got a lot of good stuff to get into, so I'm going to go ahead and get into the meat of it. Today's guest is Nassar El Arabi. I hope I got that right. I'm going to let him correct me if I didn't. He does real estate wholesaling, flipping, different types of investing, has a website, I'm Not Your Guru. He also came out with a book entitled Flipping Houses Like Flipping Burgers. Nassar, welcome to the Jones Zone, man. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you, and thank you for having me on, man. And got the book on Amazon, Flip Houses Like Burgers, available on Amazon, paperback format or ebook format. And yeah, man, I'm the real estate guru, not a guru, you know, because I'm a guru because I actually do this business, man. But yeah, that's it, man.
So I gave a real quick introduction. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and then how you got started into in the real estate business and how you got started flipping houses and stuff, man?
All right, so background, born and raised in New Jersey. I've been in Charlotte since 2008. And so that is, been in here since 08 and graduated from college, did that whole thing, King University in New Jersey, originally from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, but Sopranos. That's near Sopranos?
Yeah, that's where it was filmed at, correct?
Dude, yeah. How about that? My favorite show. It's my favorite show of all time.
Yeah, it was filmed there in a section of Elizabeth. That is correct, yes. So, pretty much the way I got started in real estate was, I bought my first house 10 years ago when I was 24. I got started when I was 19 years old. I wanted to be a real estate investor since I was 19 years old. And what happened was I overheard my father, I was outside, overheard my father talking to his friend about the guy next door who bought a house for $150,000 and sold it, put $20,000 into it, sold it for $270,000. So I'm thinking like, whoa, this guy just made $100,000. Like, how the hell you not do real estate? So,
How long was the turnaround? He probably did it pretty quickly too, right?
Yeah, it was real quick, man. And and so with that being said, me being 19 and, you know, not that bright of a guy, the first people I ask about real estate is people who don't do real estate. So I went to talk to my father, and I said, hey, man, how did you get in real estate? So he said, hey, talk to my friend. He fixes credit. So I was 19 years old, so I didn't have bad credit. It's just that I didn't have established credit. I was 19. And so the guy walked me through opening up trade lines. And for your audience who don't know what a trade line is, a trade line can be ideally, banks want to see three major trade lines, and trade lines could be two credit cards and a car note. So, and they want to see that for at least 3 years, and he broke that all down to me. And so basically, I got started. Went to a department store, when he told me, do get a credit card and start establishing credit. And with that being said, man, Back in the day, I was in undergrad, and I finished in 07, but I bought my first house in 07 when I was 24. Back in the day, all you had to do was have a pulse to get a loan for a house from the bank. So anybody could walk in the bank and get a loan for a house. It was you could got disqualified to rent a house, but you would walk in the bank and buy a house.
Yeah.
So it made absolutely no sense, but I didn't know this. I'm a young guy, 24, and me and my friend, we've been watching Flip That House. So the television show, and we figured that, hey, look, all we gotta do is buy a house, yell at some contractors, and make a bunch of money. It's that simple. Look, you know what I mean? And you know, we knew all the character names from Flip That House, so you know, we figured that qualified us. You know, so with that being said, that was, we got a dose of reality. And with that being, okay, so we sold the house in 08. We ended up losing the house. We took about, I want to say the whole process was like maybe 11 months or so, the whole process, 10, 11 months, and end up losing $7,000 a piece. And this was in 08 when we sold it. But, after like a year or two after that transaction, man, I kind of realized that we got off lucky losing $7,000 a piece, man. You know, it was so crazy. Real estate brokerage. Brokerages were closing up.
Yeah.
They were shutting down. I want to say in 08, then the first bank started to shut down. And it literally went from bad to worse.
Yeah. It was
like day after day, the news got worse. You know what I mean? And you had these economists saying, we hit the bottom of the market at this point, la, 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 la. And next thing you know, next month it went worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a horrible time. But anyway, moved down here in Charlotte, 08, got a job in banking. Was in banking and working in the call center. My first job was $10. Then it went to $12. Never really had a good job. So one of the things I get from my job was one of the guys. I realized how much I hated, but one of the guys. The site director at the time recommended a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
Now, in 08, what I did was I did buy a house the traditional way. You know, realtor, I bought a rental house, bought another one in 09. Then my debt to income was high. And I'm a young guy, so I'm telling everybody about this stuff. I'm proud. You know what I mean? Let me say this. If you're an entrepreneur and you have a job, that's great. Do not tell your job you're an entrepreneur. You know? And it took me some time to catch. Well, after that first job, I kind of realized you shouldn't really tell them that. So, anyway, he recommended a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that book changed my life. I joined my local RIA, Metro Line RIA, right here in Charlotte. Joined that. I actually not only joined, but I volunteered for 2 years straight as well. And just soaking up the knowledge, and I found out about something called wholesaling, man, and that was just the beginning of it.
So what is wholesaling?
Wholesaling is basically is finding properties at a deep discount and selling the contract to the end investor who's either going to flip that property or rent that property out. But the benefit to the service I'm getting is the end investor is getting a deal that you cannot find in the market and that has enough equity to satisfy his needs.
So how are you finding these houses?
I find them by marketing, and my main source of marketing is direct mail. I do a lot of direct mail, man. And so I send out X amount of postcards per month and just asking sellers, are they interested in selling a house?
And typically these are people that are facing foreclosure or short sale scenarios and they're trying to get out of what they're...
No, I don't even go after those two niches, to be honest with you. I don't do short sales. Foreclosures, I found them to be very difficult. Those people typically don't answer to direct mail. They're probably not answering email due to the situation, right. And they're distraught. I actually go after like absentee owners, just looking to get rid of extra property they might have.
Maybe like it's people who inherited a piece of property from a death or something like that. Is that
it? And that's all in absentee owners. That is correct. So absentee owners are going to be landlords, people who inherit to the house. Mm-hmm. Just all that, you know, is going to be all in absentee owners.
And so let's say someone says, all right, Nassar, I'll sell it to you for $100,000. And then you turn around and try to find an investor to buy it for $120,000. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
And so depending on what's the ARV of that property.
And then they'll try to And then they'll try to flip it for 150 or 160.
It's probably something that's 100,000 is probably going to be worth, I would say, let's use the number $180,000. So I'll try to sell it for, you know, I'll probably get 110 for it. Mm-hmm. They'll put 25,000 into it. They're in at 135 to get to that 180 price point. And, you know, they get that spread.
Very cool. So are you still doing any active flips, or are you focusing solely on wholesaling at this time?
I'm focused solely on wholesaling. Like I had at one point had a lot going on, man, and with the YouTube channel and blogging and doing rehab and new builds, etc. I'm just simplifying, man, just trying to do a lot of wholesaling, man. And as far as my, I just finished one. On the outskirts of Charlotte, did really well. It was an easy one, but I took that down not willingly, you know, if that makes sense. It was, I had a good deal and I wanted to make X amount of dollars and I had a buyer for that amount, and then he got cold feet, so I took it down and did the rehab myself.
Gotcha. Hey, can you elaborate a little bit on the whole Duru aspect of what you're doing? I mean, you've got the book, you've got the YouTube channel, you're doing these seminars. I mean, are you kind of, you're obviously putting yourself out there, willing to share your knowledge. I mean, tell us a little bit about that side of your business and entrepreneur life.
All right, well, yeah, this is a top one. I shut all that down. I'm not really doing that now.
Oh, okay.
I don't update anymore. It's still out there. So basically, yeah, I came up with something, man. And back in, I want to say, 2012, I probably did my first, 2012, probably put up my first video. And it was just one of those situations, man. I was just so tired of just seeing total BS at that time out there. So I just came up with this saying, like, man, I'm the guru. You know what I mean? I'm not a guru, I'm the guru, because I actually do this business. And, you know, I just felt that it was a lot of people out there that wasn't authentic. And I just thought that, you know, I just brought a real aspect to real estate. Like, yo, look, this is what it's going to be. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. It takes work. Things happen. A lot of times, majority of the time, nothing goes as planned. Hard money lenders still have to get paid. Contractors still have to get paid. Life goes on. This is it, you know. So I was just trying to bring like a realistic view of real estate. I never really had a course. Tried to do a little bit of coaching, and just realized that hey, I want to just focus on real estate.
Yeah.
And yeah, because when you know, it's focused to make you rich. You know, follow one course until successful. So, you know, last year I had my best year, but I focused on one thing mainly in. You know, was able to get that done. But yeah, so that stuff was out there and it's still out there, you know, just to motivate people and help people. I still get emails and everything from people all the time saying, hey, close my first deal with your stuff, et cetera, et cetera, which, you know, it makes me feel like not to shut it down and keep it out there. But at this point, right now for 2017, I'm focused solely on, you know, just flipping houses, wholesaling houses.
So what's your day-to-day routine look like? I mean, when you wake up, do you have certain rituals or routines that you do before you get into your business?
Well, yeah, my day-to-day, when I wake up, you know, Of course, I do a protein shake. Well, I pray, do a protein shake, brush my teeth, etc. Go to the gym. From the gym, I start my day. So, I'm about two people working for me, and but when I get back from the gym, it's get to my office. It's game time. I write down my tasks to do 24 hours prior, so the night before, I write down what I need to do, what I have to do, and getting from work from there, man. And as far as the tasks, I mean, I might look at a house one day. I have somebody working for me doing that. But sometimes I might need to look at a house. Sometimes I might go with them. Sometimes I might have to, run and meet sellers and pick up paperwork that attorney needs. Not everybody has the internet. Not everybody has a fax machine. So the tasks kind of vary day to day.
Very cool, man.
You mentioned earlier hard money lender. For the people who are listening that are looking to get into investing and wholesaling, but they don't know what a hard money lender is, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, hard money lender is someone typically who does short-term loans at high interest rates. So just to give you an example, one of my lenders, a hard money lender, I probably pay five points up front. A point is 1% of the loan. So if the loan is for 100 grand, I'm charged 5,000 just for him loaning me the money, okay? Then I'm paying an interest rate of 15%, 13%, Private money is a little bit softer, and you can probably get it for 2 or 3 points and at a 10% annual rate. But as far as hard money, it's normally short term and high interest rates.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, it is secured by a hard asset. And of course, since we're doing real estate, the hard asset is secured by the real estate. So in the event that I ever defaulted or whoever defaulted, the lender gets to take back the house.
Yeah, our Uncle Sal's a hard money lender. I'm just kidding.
Does he ride around with a baseball bat in his trunk?
Yeah, a couple of goons. He sends a couple of goons.
He's got two guys, Polly and Vito, they travel with.
Yeah, they travel with. And Carmine. Don't forget Carmine.
Hey, yeah, Carmine.
You don't want to see Carmine on a bad day. Nah, but...
okay.
So, with the disaster of your first property... You go and you get a regular job, quote unquote. You still have this entrepreneurial fire inside you. Why did you go back to real estate? You just thought that that was the biggest opportunity? I mean, you weren't scared off?
No, I was young. So I was young. I was just too stupid to quit. Because I was young, man, I had to take over the world. If it would have happened now, I would have quit because that's the logical thing to do. But I was young and I wasn't logical, thank God. So I knew real estate worked. I just figured like, man, I did something wrong. You know what I mean?
And,
I knew it worked and I just feel like I did something wrong. And yeah, man, I just stayed with it, man.
And then after reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, did you feel like you had a blueprint for success after that?
Yeah, man. I felt, after I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it was like, wait, there's more people out there like me. So, and I was able to align myself with those individuals, and yeah, man, and that book literally changed my life. That was the game changer.
What other books have you read or are you currently reading that you would recommend to others?
I mean, the books that changed my life when I was new and before I did my first deal, that was a huge impact on me was You Can Make It Happen by Stedman Graham. What that book did is made me take responsibility for my life. Think and Grow Rich.
Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill. And so Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. There's also another version called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. Napoleon Hill was doing a manuscript writing a book specifically for black people, and he passed out before it finished, and the family reached out to his author to finish out the book, etc. And that was very empowering, very good book.
What's the difference?
People from all races, different colors read the book, said it impacted them.
What was the primary? What was the difference in the two books? I mean, why did he target a certain audience for one?
I don't know why Napoleon Hill targeted a certain audience for one. But Napoleon Hill wanted to. Napoleon Hill started off the manuscript, but he passed. So the family reached out to Dennis Kimbrough, and Dennis Kimbrough was actually already doing it when the family reached out to him. Dennis Kimbrough just wanted to empower a particular group of people, and then the family reached out, and they collaborated and got the book done. Yeah, I mean, just guess to motivate people. Another good author is Darren Hardy. All his stuff is good, you know. But yeah, I can go on and on, but what I'm currently reading is Profit First. This book called Profit First. Because I mean, you guys probably already went through this, or you guys are probably smarter than me. But
probably. Just kidding.
With this particular book, man, Profit First, man. I'm on chapter 3, but it's basically. Last year, I realized that I'm not good at business finances, and I'm great at personal finances, and people ask me for advice, you know, what to do with their money and et cetera, personal finance, but personal finance and business finance is two totally different animals. I realized that last year, so I'm just trying to get better at that, so I'm reading Profit First, man, and to work on that, you know, and get better.
Do you have any, I know you're involved with a lot of different groups and you've read a bunch of books, but do you have any mentors that you consult with, you know, when you're working deals?
Absolutely. I have some local ones. I have some national ones. I'm a part of a mastermind, a high level mastermind, whereas real estate investors in there, and pretty much I'm like the poor guy in the group. So
that's always,
you know,
good.
Some high level players in there. So, guys doing 6 figures a month consistently. So I definitely surround myself with people who are doing more than me and definitely smarter than me. I'm not the sharpest tool in the box by any means. I just, you know, I don't mind getting out there and making things happen.
Your network is your net worth, so they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what else, Brian? You're the what?
You're the average of the 5 people that you spend the most amount of time with.
Brian loves dropping that one.
I go there all the time. So, but yeah, man.
Are you doing this just in Charlotte, or do you travel for this?
What, my mastermind or real estate?
Your real estate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the mastermind. Yeah, the mastermind's a traveling mastermind. But my real estate. I do it in Mecklenburg County. I'm starting to open up in Gaston and Cabarrus County.
Okay. Very cool, man.
So they can find your book. I'm not your Flip Houses Like a Flip Burgers. Flip Houses Like Burgers, excuse me. On Amazon.
Flip Houses Like Burgers on Amazon. Paperback and ebook, man. You know, it basically teaches you how to wholesale houses with no money and no credit.
Awesome, man. Realestateguru.com.
That's my blog. And if you, yeah, that's my blog.
Awesome.
All right, so we usually do a question of the day. So our question to you is, if you had $4,000 in an IRA, what would you do with it? Would you roll it over to invest in something else? What would you do?
If I had $4,000 in an IRA, I would go out and find sellers to buy their land for $1,000. And what that's going to do is just probably cost me about $2,000 paying the closing costs and everything. So I would have enough money to buy 2 lots, and I would sell those 2 lots a piece for $6,000 a piece. And rinse and repeat.
So there it is. Episode came to an abrupt end. We do want to thank Nassar for coming on the show. He did an awesome job. Check out his book, Flipping Houses Like Flipping Burgers, and then go to his website, realestateduru.com.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.